Blog Talk Radio.
Because we were having some technical problems. But we're going to continue live on air on the Pastor J. Rouse Show here on Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communication. They say the show must go on, and therefore it is. And we're live on air again with Cole, Justin, and Southern of 7 years. And before we continue, I have to say, in the name of Jesus, the devil is a liar. Okay.
Amen.
Amen. All right. So who came up with the name 7 years, and what was the purpose of the name itself?
Well, go ahead, Southern. It just stems from the fact, you know, of God's liberation for us and his opportunity. And, you know, I had pursued acting for many years and just wasn't happy with my pursuit and my dream. But I had to be doing creative things. And I just prayed that God would give me the ability to write music and to give me another dream. And the very next day after I prayed that heartfelt prayer, I wrote Because I Know. So it was very interesting that's the song that kind of my favorite. Yeah, and he literally gave me that song. I should not be able to write music. I had no ability to write music before, and I literally the next day wrote that song. So for seven years, for me, it represents, Jubilee. It represents God always gives us more opportunities. He will always be for us, and he will always see us through. And in the Bible, if you look it up, seven is a very biblical number, but it has a lot to do with Jubilee. And it's a very special event that God clears our debts, and he gives us a second chance.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
So now you've got songs out. How many songs do you have altogether? I think you guys are on iTunes.
Yeah. We have, what is there, 12 on the record itself? And then one of them is an acoustic version of one of the songs. Is it 11 or 12?
It's 11, your favorite number.
Yeah, the number that's following me my whole life. Yes. Nice.
Amen. So now that you have these and you've got them on iTunes, what is next and what do you guys plan to do from here?
Well, this is Justin. I think, first of all, I just wanted to kind of backtrack one second because I heard you say Because I Know is your favorite song. It actually is my favorite song. It's my favorite song on the album, too, and it's the only song I didn't sing. So, yeah, I think it's kind of funny.
Justin has to point that out.
Yeah.
If you're looking for sympathy here from Pastor Jay, sorry.
He's like, why didn't I sing Because I Know? I only sang the 10 other songs on the album.
I know, and that's the one song you really like.
And that's something, I have in common with Cole, because her favorite song is also Because I Know. I'm just kidding.
Okay.
No, Cole, your favorite Cole's favorite song is a song that I sing, so isn't that nice? We're professionals that like each other's work.
You like
each other's
work. That's good.
They listen to the record.
My favorites don't listen to me.
Oh. Huh.
I like don't listen to me.
What is it called?
Don't Listen to Me.
Oh, no. Now, is that a statement or you're
well,
what
I'm saying.
That's your favorite statement, right, Cole Miller? It's track
yeah,
number
exactly.
two. Isn't that right, Southern?
Is it
Don't
Reese?
Listen to Me. Maybe she'll play that one for us next. I don't know.
Were we getting some live a cappella singing on the Pastor Jay show?
Justin could certainly grab his guitar and sing anything anytime. But, Don't Listen to Me is number three on the album.
It's number three. I got it wrong. Because everyone loves Cole's Because I Know, I just feel the need to sing, one of my songs on the album whenever I get the chance. So, it's a great record, and people say, why didn't Cole sing more? And I say the same thing, and we, Southern and I, talk to each other, because she came into the project. She came into the project and she had a lot of other things going on. And I think this next time you asked us what we were doing next, and we're in the writing and creative phase, but certainly there's no doubt that Cole is going to be featured more on the next project. Yeah, as a lead vocalist. Because
I like the picture that you guys gave us and the promo picture, and it looks really nice. And it's so funny because you guys are spread out. So it's a small shot, but you're all standing in your own individual space. You get where I'm going with this?
Mm-hmm. Course,
but yes, it still all ties in. And so you're drawn to everyone and then individually, but you kind of look at each person and go, okay, they're doing their own thing. And it's almost like when you think about it, I think biblically, and I think, okay, everybody's an individual, but together, collectively, we do awesome things. Does that make sense?
Exactly. Yeah, what I was saying to Southern even when this project was kind of coming about is that it was so God, because he kind of was intricately placing everybody in his timing, and it wasn't about a group. I mean, because it really didn't start out as that. Southern had these songs. He tried to sing them. It didn't quite work. And then later on, he's like, you know what?
Slow down.
It it didn't quite
Southern?
Work, so he's
Don't
like,
worry,
well,
I've got this recorded.
Recorded. I'm very, you know, I let him know. I mean, but he came to us and said, hey, would you like to sing, you know, some of these songs? And it was almost as if it was a writer's project, you know, like, hey, I wrote some songs, would love to maybe get some Christian artists to start, you know, to sing them. And so as we were singing them and demoing them as we think, you know, it's kind of was coming together, and it was like, wow, these are really, you know, songs that are going to touch a lot of people. Why don't we try to kind of, you know, do some shows here and there and just see the kind of feedback that we get. And so it kind of started to become a group. That wasn't the focus or the goal. And so it is really cool to see kind of how God will take individual destiny. You know, he has a plan and a purpose for all of us, but then going, okay, it's so relational what we're doing. So when we're building the kingdom, we're going to do it together. We're not going to do it by ourselves. And so it's just neat to kind of see how this came together as well, and to be a part of it, you know, not only to be someone that's on the outside and then looking at it and going, oh, wow, but even being on the inside and seeing how he's done this has been really neat.
And, you know, and there's that biblical thing again, because we're all gifted individually.
Mm-hmm, of course. Exactly. And when you get to bring it together, it's only going to make, you know,
it's
only
going to
make it that much more. It's awesome.
And I think
it's also realizing
the gifts. Go ahead, Justin. Sorry.
Well, I was just going to say, you know, every time I hear it and just listening on my iPhone and you played, you know, Because I Know, and it just sounds so good to me. And I'm not like doing that to tout or pat our own backs, but I think it's just out of a humble sense of, I've been in quite a few recording projects and quite a few that, you know, or you throw a lot of money at it in the wrong way, or for whatever reason, it comes out, and Cole, you can speak this too, it just doesn't come out the way your heart envisioned it. And here's a project where we started, and Southern came to me, and we sat and worked through these songs, and we went to a studio in North Hollywood. We kind of mapped it out, budgeted it out, and we thought, that's going to be too much. The whole time, the budget was a factor, and we kind of treaded those waters for a few weeks, wondering, are we even going to be able to make a record? But then somebody Chase stepped forward, this kid, who's a whiz kid, and he just had the right gear at the right time, and he was into the songs, and he really just kind of stepped up to bat. And then the musicians that we brought in to fill out the parts, all are just pros, and they all kind of saw that we were looking to get this thing done but didn't necessarily have a record label budget. And, you know, I mean, Southern, you probably paid a few extra bucks than you thought you would, but at the end we did it for about a fifth of the cost of a studio album. Mm-hmm. And when I hear it, it just sounds every bit as good, and I just think that's like the humble.
And ironically enough, because Time to Change, the acoustic one, is awesome. It is totally
awesome.
That. It
well,
totally
I have to speak on
awesome.
That because that speaks to Cole and Justin's ability to sing and the gifting that God gave them in their voices. Because when they do play live, when Justin and Cole, their voices blend so well together, and when they play and sing live, people just eat it up. And we haven't, unfortunately, gotten to the ability to play live as much as I want or I would like to see them, and I'm hoping we will do more of it, God's will, of course. But you're right. I think that when they sing live, I think people even like it more, and they're so talented, and their voices are just, you know, God has given them such a gift, and there you go.
It was really cool with Time to Change because it didn't exist. It just existed in the first form that you hear it with all the instruments, and it's a great song. And then we were like, huh, we should take one of these songs and make it acoustic. And so we were at Justin's place just kind of, you know, we're trying to figure out how we were going to do this. And then it literally, again, so God, it just came to us. Like, you know, he's playing and I'm singing, and it just all of a sudden just evolved into what you hear now. And it happened probably within like an hour. It was like, we just were sitting there, we're playing, and it's like, oh, okay, let's do it. Like, it just was, again, just God. And I think that's the thing that you have to realize about
what we would call in the music industry a jam session.
There you go. It's a jam session.
It was,
but
you know, we got a few people together and played it for them, and they loved it. It was kind of a spontaneous thing, you know.
That's what I was going to say. It's like, yeah, in the world you can call it like a jam session, but to me it's just like a Holy Ghost prophetic move that's going to happen.
Ooh,
And you just get it. And you just get it. Because the reality is, as you know, we're worshipers first before we're musicians,
right.
Before we're singers. We're worshipers first. And
Amen.
So, you know, we get to go ahead and join in with what heaven's already doing. And that's what's so
yeah.
awesome about the melodies and the instrumentation of God is that it's already all up there. We just get to
mm-hmm.
be the vessels that get to bring it down on earth. So it's just
sure,
cool
right.
to be a part of that when me and Justin are together in a room and God's already up there going, you know, it's almost like when you are waiting on God and he's going, no, honey, I'm waiting on you. You just catch the wave of what I'm trying to send, you know. So it's cool
yeah.
because we're in the room and we're doing that.
Yeah,
of
he's
course.
Already ahead of us. So, you know, we catch up with God. And that's why I always say we cannot move ahead of him.
No, you can't.
Mm-hmm.
You could think you
yeah.
can, but you can't.
Well, and we try.
It was great.
Someone was trying real hard.
Yeah.
I think the other, I think one of them, go ahead.
So what is next for you guys?
Well, personally, I would like to see, it's interesting that you really like the acoustic version, Pastor Jay, because I would like to see us do a whole album of those type of songs where we just do live acoustic versions of music that God has given us. So I would like to actually do a whole album of actually going in the studio, maybe not live at a concert, but going into a studio and just singing it live without doing a lot of, you know, magical stuff with the equipment of auto-tuning and stuff. That's what I would like to do. I don't know about Justin and Cole, but...
Well, it's easy for you to say something. You're not singing.
It's looking better.
No, I know. Gosh, we're like showing the people that we're like so ununited, right? We're like, I think it's going to be like Justin said earlier that we're kind of just in the process of writing and thinking about how we kind of want to move forward. Just because this was a project that really didn't have this whole outline and whole program wasn't really planned. So when you walk into it and it all is kind of falling together as you go, that's kind of what happens as you do go, is that you're figuring it out. And so right now we're kind of figuring out, okay, well, we want to write more music and we want to kind of see what vibe we're going to give, because me and Justin have two completely different vibes as far as even musicality and music. I mean, I come from a background that's a lot different than Justin's, and so that's what was kind of unique about this project too, was pulling two people together that kind of come from completely different music backgrounds and then having them come together and something sound as cool as it does. And so I think we're trying to think about that too, as far as how we kind of want this to sound, because my sound is a little bit different than his, but then trying to incorporate it together so that way it is kind of an authentic, okay, there's
and
Cole,
blend.
There's Justin, and blend, exactly. So I think that's kind of the thing. And then with the stuff that we have now, like Southern said, trying to get us out there more, you know, really just God opening up the doors. We want his timing. You know, you don't want to push too much to try to get things on your own. You really do want God to go, okay, here's the open door. And we would love to do more churches. We would love to do more churches. We would love to do, you know, take the music really anywhere that people want to hear it. But but that's kind of what the goal is too, is just to kind of get out there and do more, you know, with some music in the sense of just getting it to the people. So, you know, that's kind of where I believe we're at.
That's the feeling I get with your music, crossover, because you can actually play to the masses and not just the church.
It's
because
true.
Of the sound, because of the quality, it's easy listening, they'll catch
true.
The words, they might hum the song, and those are the songs, because those are the ones that catch everybody else, because they're more caught up in and I mean, I've actually years ago I actually sang a cappella at a Christmas party. It was a staff Christmas party. I'm in law, and we had a law firm Christmas dinner, and they had a live band there, and the band was, well, I don't know if somebody paid them, but I don't think it should have been much. It should have just been dinner. And so everybody wasn't paying attention to them. And then someone said, well, why don't you go up and sing? I know you can sing. Go and sing. And I'm thinking, no, this is a work function. And then I went up there and a cappella, asked them if they knew a couple songs, and then after a while, I turned the Christmas basic songs because I did like Chestnut, and then I was disappointed in myself because I thought, okay, you finally get to sing in front of all these people, and you pick like a worldly Chestnut roasting on an open fire song. I was like, oh my goodness, God is so going to beat me up on Sunday. And then I decided, they said, oh, you've got to do another song. So then I thought, okay, I'll go classical Christian church Christmas. And I did Oh Holy Night.
I knew you were going to say
that. Totally. The place was, like, just dead. Like I thought, boy, it must have really sucked because nobody clapped for a while. And then they were clapping. And then they wanted an encore. I took a fun little diddly church song and had everybody clapping and up, getting down to the music. And that's mm-hmm. what happens. And when you can do that, people get caught up in the tune.
Yeah.
Then they start to listen
saying,
a little bit more to the catchy words.
We would like to officially ask you from 7 years to sing on our next record with us.
Oh, okay, who was that? I got to know who I'm supposed to hang up on.
Oh, it might have been the guy.
Oh, who was
reach.
That? Who was that? Which one of those boys was that?
That was Southern. No, kidding. It was Southern.
But
well,
this is
sure
how it works because it's like kids. Kids catch on to little songs because they're catchy.
Mm-hmm.
And so if there's something that appeals, then they get caught into it. I mean, think about it. How many times have you heard a song on the radio, and it's the one you hear before you leave the house or something, and you're humming it, but you don't like the song?
Well, that happens
yeah.
all the time.
There you
well,
go.
Yeah.
And that's
with
why.
With our record, Southern keeps telling us, you know, that people are telling
him. They enjoy your stuff. But
yeah,
that's
they
exactly
feel like they've heard it before.
So, yeah, but no. But the thing is, something becomes catchy, and so it sticks to you, and then they get caught up, and then it won't be a bad song, but it'll be a song that you kind of like, but you're humming it so much that you're like tired of it, but it still gets to you, and you start to really get into this song, and so
well,
in the name
curious.
Of Jesus, I am proclaiming that you will be crossing over. Amen.
All right.
Amen.
Amen.
I know, like, it goes, yeah. All right. What the lady said.
We didn't
well,
try
guys,
to write a
you
record that
do you
want to
do any shout-outs before we continue with our Tessa and Chin Toronto tour updates? Who do you need to do a shout-out to? Church, family, friends, anybody?
All my family.
All my family
I wanna
in Seattle.
Give a shout. Yeah,
oh,
I want to give
oh,
a shout to my friend.
Yeah.
Cole,
okay.
Go ahead. You go ahead,
yeah.
girl.
Go, Cole. You
yeah,
go.
Just a shout out to my family up in Seattle, my mom and dad and all my brothers and sisters and the house that's there. They're part of a church called Second Baptist. Oh, okay. My son Josiah is saying all his cousins. You say all your cousins.
Aww.
Yeah.
No, you're so happy
to say. You don't have a sister yet. So, yeah, that's my shout-out.
Okay. And the guys?
Southern, you should go.
Yeah, I give a shout-out to my home church here in Burbank, California, Village Church. They've been very supportive of us and our music. And also to my home state, Arkansas, where I'm from. And they just had some bad tornadoes and a couple of towns were really,
Yo.
Really badly hurt. So, if we'll... Everyone
yeah.
will keep the state of Arkansas and those towns in their prayers. That would be wonderful.
Yes, 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 definitely, definitely.
And I'll just, this is Justin. I'll just say this the same kind of as these guys. I just want to give a shout out to my family. My parents live in back in the D.C., Maryland suburbs above D.C., and I have one brother back on the East Coast and one who works in the film business. I'm close
uh-huh.
with all of them, and they've been so supportive throughout the years on my various projects, and always are the first to line up. And when it gets on iTunes, they're the first one to buy. So maybe folks out there, yeah, go ahead.
And for anybody interested in 7 years, what I always say is just Google 7 years Christian band, and you'll have access to everything we have: our website, our Facebook, our Twitter. So if anyone's interested, just Google 7 years Christian band, and you'll have all the information you need.
Okay, and we've also put a couple of the links for you guys on our Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communications page. So that's how everyone can get in touch with you. And I've even put the iTunes link for you.
Thank you.
Very cool.
Okay.
You rock.
But, that's right.
Well,
you guys are part
of
a really unique show, and so I'm so glad. But we definitely have to try and do this again. Make sure you email me when you guys are performing anywhere so we can put it out there as well and promote it on our international happenings, okay?
Oh, thank you so much, Pastor Jay.
We'll come play
and remember, Pastor Jay is the first person who proclaimed it. You're going to cross over because you guys cannot just play in the churches.
Yeah.
All right.
And you'll see. Nice. You'll see. What you got to do, here's your tip live on air on the Pastor Jay Rouse Show, is you have to find venues that just want basic music. And when I say
right
basic music, meaning it's family-friendly stuff, because they're only going to really hear the music and sway along and sing parts of the catchy stuff, and it won't matter because it's not going to sound like full gospel Christian music. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then you build an interest from there, and you'd be surprised, actually, who in the crowd is a Christian. So this is how you're going to get started. So I'm
Are you
going to
be our booking agent?
I'm seeing fairs and festivals, things like that, because what will happen is you'll be a band amongst other bands.
Right.
Okay.
Well, I love that. I love my 7 years mates, and it's so good to be with you on the show, and to all the listeners, check us out and, you know, request a tune.
Yeah.
Definitely. And you know what? I'm going to keep playing. Well, I only have the two songs. I'm sorry. I seem to have a slight cough.
I'm going to send you several CDs.
Okay. Well, you guys know the email. You know how to send it. And I look forward to sharing. Oh, because we want to hear Cole's song. That's the song with attitude. The song with attitude. That's what I'm going to call it.
Right. How about track number three? Play track number three.
Okay. I will.
Right on.
I will. All right. Love you guys. May the Lord be with you and continue to build you, prosper you, and all you do for his glory, may he be pleased and overflowing with blessings. Amen.
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 Amen. Okay, everybody, this is Pastor Jay Rouse Show on the Rouse Ministries Broadcasting Communications. We want to give a shout out again to 7 years. Aren't they awesome? I just love these guys. But we're going to come right back. We're going to play another song, and then we're going to hear the rest of the Toronto tour and interviews on Tess and Chin. This is Tess and Chin, Broken Melody.
Take the time, yeah, to let you know that I'm glad. Jay Rouse, and we're live on location here with Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communications. And we're here at The Real Jerk. Ironically, we were here last weekend, and we broadcasted some updates from here as well. But as you know, Jamaica's royalty, as we called her the other day, is here in Toronto, and they're having a lunch where they're just basically showing some appreciation for their wonderful Jamaican songstress. I'm here right now, and I've got a young lady by the name of Janet, ironically enough, and she's here. I'm just going to ask her a couple questions because I overheard her praising the Lord, and that's what we do here on the Pastor J. Rouse Show. Janet, good afternoon.
Hi.
What brought you here today?
To see Tessa and Jen.
Okay. Why?
Because I'm proud of her accomplishments and what she's done, you know, and she's within the voice. Yeah, so I watched it from beginning to end.
You did. Okay. Yeah. Now, see, I'm part Jamaican, I'm part Bajan, and I'm British-born Canadian-raised. So, ironically enough, I had to endure all the Jamaicans claiming her as their international child. So, you obviously are very proud, not just because she's a good singer, somebody you can meet, but she's put Jamaica on the map with some other good people that you know. So how does that make you feel as a Jamaican woman?
Very proud and honored, very proud and honored. Yeah.
Do you motivate and get motivated by other Jamaican people that have been doing things? I know we've gone through a lot with a few track stars that are doing good things and some have been tainted. How are you feeling about that and how the media is portraying certain Jamaica things? Because you know that they've been waiting, trying to catch them doing something wrong.
Yeah, they're always trying to catch us doing something wrong. But, you know, as Jamaicans, we're very proud people. And
It's tough, yeah? Okay. I think what we always say, we're waiting for the other shoe to drop. Okay. Well, this is Pastor J. Rouse. I want to thank Janet for taking her time this afternoon. We're still in line because Tessanne is so important that even media and my cane have been put away and I'm in a lineup. But that's okay because it's worth the wait. Amen?
Absolutely. Amen.
Amen. Let me hear you say praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Now I'm excited. I think I'll just stay with Janet and forget Tessanne. This is Pastor J. Rouse. We'll be checking in shortly. is Pastor Jay Rouse, and yes, we're on the inside now, and I'm sitting right here with Tessan Chin, and her people are in a hurry. The girl is busy, people to see, places to go, and things to do. Amen. Tessan, give a shout-out on Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communications on the Pastor Jay Rouse Show.
I just want to say hello, and thank you so very much for your love and support. Thank you for your prayers, and I just hope everything continues to go well for you, and all the best.
Well, we've been praying for you guys, too. Ironically enough, I'm also the author. As I told you, I've got several books. My book just got into the Caribbean in Barbados, and also they're in Kingston books. So.
Amen. I like when she said that. She said, wicked. Well, we did have a bit of time with her, but we did not want to record it because we got very personal. Now, some of the things that Tessan Chin had discussed with me when we were one-on-one was we discussed family. Now, I had brought a copy of my book, J. Wright Rouse, A Father's Love, Positioned for Prayer. And the reason I had brought the book was I know at the time I knew her mom was a Christian. Well, heaven bless her, when I mentioned to her that I had brought something for her mom because I understand, I know her mom is a Christian, and she got real serious and looked a little vexed, bless her heart, and said, my whole family are Christian, and I had to laugh, and I said, that's good. So I said, well, guess what? I brought two copies. So I was able to hand Tessan Chin two copies, one for herself and one for her mom, of A Father's Love, Positioned for Prayer by J. Wright Rouse. Amen. Now, she was really excited when I told her the books were in Kingston Books in Jamaica. Now, the other thing we discussed was not just the foundation of her Christian beliefs and values, because once you meet Tessan, you start to realize she tells you everybody else is humble and everybody else is sweet. She is exactly that type of person. And so it would be our continued prayer here that she continues the path she's going and that she continues to meet the people that have come into her life that are there to help, direct, and protect in the name of Jesus. Now, her husband was there. He was a real joker. Bless his heart. He was just too much fun. Now, if you get a chance, you want to go to Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communications on our Facebook page. We've set up an album of some of the pictures that we took while we were there with myself and Tessan Chin. But there's also a link, and you have to scroll down a little bit on the page. There's a link, and there's about 200 pictures from the actual her media and her fan appreciation luncheon. And it consists of me and several other people and lots of pictures. So it's really, really cool. The woman was hugging. She hugs. She smiles. And everything about her is very genuine. So people, we need to continue to keep praying for our girl, Tessan Chin. And we're very proud of what she's doing, and we've got to continue to keep lifting her up. So now, let me continue playing because I tell you, this was a last-minute thing, but it turned into a huge day for me. So here, I'm going to continue with some more of our interviews.
Good afternoon. This is Pastor Jay Rouse, and we're checking in again here live on location at The Real Jerk. As you know, earlier in the day we were here. We had the opportunity to meet and greet with Tessan Chin, and we also got to interview a couple of the fans and supporters of Tessan. The place was very, very busy, and I had the opportunity, as I said last week, that we came by for our Mother's Day dinner a day early to beat the rush here, and the food was wonderful, and as I said, the service is even better than when they were at Queen and Broadview. Now, I'm sitting here with the ever-famous Ed. Ed, how are things going, and tell me a little bit about your day, of the highlights of Tessan Chin and just being here at this new location.
Well, things are really irie at The Real Jerk today and tonight right now. Tessan Chin, I mean, we're so proud of her and happy that She won the competition and her career is underway. I was fortunate enough to meet her father, her husband, and her today, and they're all, you can tell it's a really strong family,
yes.
Which of course is important to me. So the event went very, I think we went very well. She was, it was a little late, but
yeah.
Those things happen. I think the media went well. I think they were happy with what she was doing. She looked very professional.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so we have to be professional, too. And I think we put on a pretty good show today. And the fans were well help, I've lost my track a little. Yeah, the fans were really well taken care of. And, yeah, so it was a wonderful day all around.
I got so engrossed in the day that I ended up spending the bulk of my day here, even after Tess Ann left, because I was hanging out with the staff and I was eating food, and then I started loving the food and ended up having more food. So you can't help it. Now, we're actually sitting inside of the room. Like, there's a special designated area, I'll call that for now, where Tess Ann actually was able to host an entire media session and autograph signing and everything else. Now, I've noticed that it's got like a buffet and a hutch and some very nice glasses, and it's a nice area. This is different from where you had before.
Oh, definitely. We have a lot more possibilities at this location. We do have a lounge area with a fine bar, and which we represent rums of the Caribbean. We have pretty close to 50 varieties of rum from the Caribbean and South America. We have the lounge with the televisions if you want to come and watch a sporting event and stuff. Now, this room that we're in now, yeah, it does cater to family groups, business groups, and events like today where, we could get the cameras in here. And then there's the dining area. So we have a lot more flexibility at this location to have all kind of wonderful events.
Right.
And there's a group right now in here of 35.
Okay.
So, you know, we are able to do that here a lot better than the old location.
And I realize, too, how you were able to transform the room so quickly. Because, I mean, sitting here now, it looks like a whole different space. So
yeah.
This is pretty good. So it's quite adaptable.
Yeah, the staff is well-trained, and we try to accommodate anyone that does come along. And, like, the space is a lot more usable than the old location. Although we had an upstairs area, this is all one level, and it's
right.
Wonderful. Yeah.
Yeah, and I did notice, like, on the way around the corner past the bar area, there's couches and lounging areas, you were saying, and it looks very comfy and cozy. So you have a different atmosphere, different parts of the restaurant. Now, you've moved. How long have you been moved now?
We opened here in October of last year. So that's 6 or 7 months.
Right.
Yeah.
And how are things going?
It was a very rough winter, let me say that, and I know it was rough for everybody. Toronto suffered over this last winter that we had. So we hung on. It was very hard. But since the weather's broken, it's been wonderful. We're actually closer to our client group here at this location because a lot of people came from this area down to the restaurant. So we found moving here, we're a lot closer to them. And the support's been phenomenal. And it's all out of many one people is the Jamaican motto. Well, this area is supporting us, and it's all kinds of people coming in. On any given night, you can look around, and the nationalities represented is quite phenomenal. Great.
And it's true, because even earlier in the day, like you said, there were different nationalities. I even saw Asian people sitting here, and they were having a great time and even moving to the music.
Yeah.
Now, I did find, too, that there are streetcars and buses riding right by here, so it's very
accessible.
Yes, extremely accessible, because the bus stop is right in front of the restaurant.
Yeah.
So it's actually easier to step in, and you've got parking, and there's more parking around the corner.
Right.
So now, we've had Tess Ann come in. Do you see more things taking place here of this magnitude?
Definitely. I think, that's not the first event we've had here, of course. I think what launched us off was the NDP fundraising that we had in February, and that was a very large event.
Right.
And we are able to cater to groups of 100, 150, 200 in here. So, yeah, definitely we're going to be doing other events once we qualify who we want to have in here. And they can call or contact us, and any group that want to have an event, and we'll talk to them.
Okay. we'll be posting your information on our Facebook page as well, so people can always know exactly where you are, put the logo and everything else. I've been a customer for too many years to even mention, because I can.
You were a baby.
Yes, just last week,
yes,
right? But I mean, you still get that homely feeling, and it's a nice, comfortable place. Because as I said, my mom and I were here last week, and you can imagine there's several years between the generations, but she feels very comfortable and I feel comfortable, and when my stepson was with me, he used to feel comfortable coming in here too. So it accommodates a lot of people. Now I think that in itself would have had some effect on the reaction that Tessam would have felt, because of the amount of people, because it was quite a few people that came today, and they were all just so warm and happy to see her. But I think what was more surprising was a lot of the people who came to see her actually come to the restaurant.
Yeah, definitely. Like, you know, it's basically a family-run restaurant. The staff become family, and the customers become family, and you can attest to that. And I think when people come in here for the first time, because her father and her husband commented on how happy they are that it has a Jamaican feel to it.
Yes.
And, you know, when she was eating, when she had a chance to dine, she overate.
Yes.
Yeah, not only she did eat her meal, but she had dessert, which she didn't plan to do, because she didn't expect to get sweet potato put in and oxtail. She was so happy.
Okay, you're making me hungry again.
Let's hope she could perform tonight with that full belly.
Yes.
But, yeah, I mean, because of the feel that is important to me, that when people come here from any part of the Caribbean or South America, that they have that feeling that they're welcome, they're at home, and that's what we really try and capture here.
And it's ironic because you do get that atmosphere, and I think people of other nationalities, they come, they get a little taste of Jamaica, but they still don't feel like they're so foreign.
Right, right.
So it's a very comfortable, because I'm hearing the song change. It's a very well-known song. Right here on the Pastor J. Rouse Show, we just heard about drinking rum and Red Bull. But they were all excited, and I don't think it's so much the fact that it was a drinking, but they just know the song, and they feel comfortable, and they're excited and having a good time. And I think that's the general atmosphere that you always get when you come in.
Yeah, definitely. I want
everybody
to feel at
home.
This group is a young group of Caucasians, Canadians, and they're just as home at home as you and I, Jamaicans, in here. So it covers a wide gap in terms of age groups, the age group that comes in here, and the nationalities that come in here, and yeah, so I think it's wonderful.
So I'm now putting myself almost to the point of exactly where Tessanne was sitting.
Right.
And I'm thinking she's looking out, and she's seeing the colors, and she's seeing the paneling,
right,
and she's seeing the panel around the hostess desk, and she's feeling very much like she's home.
Right, definitely.
So that's going to be a really good feeling, because I know she was happy. I got lots of hugs from her today.
Yeah.
So
oh, there you go.
She was really enjoying herself.
Well, one of the most, when I talked to her father, which is really a reflection of her, because
right,
he's seen things from a different perspective. He's more concerned about the safety of his daughter, and that she's comfortable and she's happy. And he was happy, so I know she was happy.
And I saw her husband had made friends with all the staff.
Oh,
he
was
hanging out.
Yeah, he
wasn't
guy.
Even in the room. He left the room and was busy doing other stuff, and I thought it was so funny.
Yeah. But they're all very professional.
Yes.
You could tell they were
they
were still professional, and it was a great family. Yeah, definitely.
I think, too, what was really good, because I had the opportunity that watching her from the start to the finish and where she's at now, the one thing I did mention in our interview today was about her love for family, and you could see the commitment. Even as a young couple, they look so happy and so connected.
Right.
And she said, yes, it's very important. And then push the fact that they're Christians, and then they were raised that way, and they've got a solid foundation.
You know what? A strong father is very important in the family structure. I'm not going to preach to you, meeting the gentleman today for a few minutes, you know that he's very strong and a powerful individual. They want to mess with him,
right,
you know, but he's very nice and personable and, you know, but his
daughter,
you could tell they're a very structured family, and there was no great stress and pressure like there is around some people.
Other people.
Yeah, I think, she has the support group that she can go far.
Yes.
As long as she sticks to the plan, and I'm pretty sure she will.
And I think she's very humble,
yes,
so I think that's good, because I was saying earlier, as I was speaking to my mom about the event, that you watch American Idol and a couple of the other shows, and it took some time before they launched out there.
Right.
She won, and I think the next day she was doing major chain circuit talk interviews, and she hasn't stopped.
Right, exactly.
And so she's big before she even finished.
Exactly, yeah.
And so I think this is good, because being pushed out there this quick,
yeah,
and still being as stable as she is, I think it's a very good thing, because it shows that humility.
Exactly.
And the normalness, the family make a difference.
Right.
Try and keep you grounded.
I'm pretty sure coming from a musical family,
yes,
also helps.
Exactly.
But yeah, she's professional.
Exactly.
You could just tell. Because it must be very difficult to do what she's doing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I had a wonderful time.
Fantastic.
You know I'm always going to be back. And I'm now afraid that I can't seem to ever leave the place now. So
that's a good thing.
I guess I have to let people know that when you come, there's no urgency for you to rush out. Take your time and enjoy yourself.
Enjoy yourself.
Definitely.
And we say, Irie, and come with your good vibes, because we're ready for you.
All right.
And this is Pastor J. Rouse again. Thank you so much, Ed. And I'm going to be talking to some of the staff and just enjoying myself.
Right.
Have a glorious night. I'll try not to. It's hard.
Okay. So now we're posting live on the Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communications page on Facebook. Our review, courtesy of June, who acted as our live on location reporter, bless her heart, at the Sony Center on May 17th for Tessan's concert. And I'm going to read it. We're also going to post it. And it says, Tessan Chin rocked the halls of the Sony Center. The crowd was laughing and cheering from start to finish. A comedian opened the show, followed by the nice sounds of an artist named Kim. After a short intermission, Tessan came out for a packed set of songs from The Voice, singles, and unreleased songs she's written. The vibe she brought to the stage was magnetic, and her voice amazing. Special surprise was a guest appearance from the Canadian tenors, who sang Hallelujah, there you go, with Tessan. The crowd was on their feet. The show ended on a high note with one of her old favorites, which had most of the crowd on their feet. Fantastic. And that was courtesy of June, also giving a shout out to The Real Jerk. And she deserves that same shout-out. And so we're going to be posting that. So what happened was she had the concert, and so we continued some more interviews here.
Okay, this is Pastor J. Rouse, and we're still here with Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communications, live and direct, still on location here at The Real Jerk. And yes, despite Ed telling me not to eat anything else, I have now grabbed a chicken roti. It was going home. Well, the remainder of it anyways. I was warned, but I couldn't help myself. But I'm sitting here with the very lovely Camise. And she got to fully experience today the Tessan experience, that we're going to call this now. And you got to see the crowd. So how were things? How did it come about, and the people? And how did you feel about everything happening today?
It was very chaotic, but, you know, we managed, June and I. And it was a good experience. And, you know, it was, I mean, the feeling of meeting someone, I got the chills, you know, because she's a superstar right now.
Right.
So, you know, it was a good experience. And it's good for the jerk, you know.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, here's the funny thing, because as much as she's as big as she is, mm-hmm, she's very down to earth.
Yes. Very much so, yeah.
Very personable.
Right.
And
yes,
her husband, he's a joker.
Yes.
They're a nice,
yeah,
couple, and the family is nice, because
very
everyone
nice,
told me,
yeah,
about the father.
Yes.
And so you got an opportunity. Now, we took a picture of you,
mm-hmm,
with your T-shirt.
Yes.
She signed your T-shirt.
Yes.
And so now you're excited. You've got a keepsake for Tessan.
Yep.
Okay. So now what's next? You're going to start trying to get her CDs?
Well, yes, if it's available,
uh-huh,
I will.
I know she has stuff loose, available, I believe, online. So we'll have to check that out.
All right.
We're going to get that. So did you have a good time today?
Yes. Yes, I did.
So it made your work day a whole different day.
I know.
So the crowd, it was, I think some of the regular crowd was here because there are normal people who normally come, but you had to deal with a lot of different people.
Right.
How did you find things? Like, they're different people, but it was good, inviting, warm.
Yes, it was, because it's mostly, I think it was mostly her team.
Right.
Right, and there was, you know, outside crowd and the media and everyone, so it was really good, actually. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think she was having a good time and enjoyed herself.
Yes. And
now,
she loved her drink, actually.
Yes?
Yes.
Okay, what did she have?
She had the fruit punch with a splash of ginger ale.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, that homemade, that's right, because then they picked up several containers of that. I saw that earlier.
Yeah.
Okay, so now it looks like the concert is finished. We're going to get some feedback from some people about how the concert did, but I guess you expect to get crowds to come in now.
Yep, the midnight rush.
The second shift
yes.
and experience.
Yes, yes.
Okay, I'm not sure she'll be coming back, though, because I know she's very tired, and she had to perform and probably undoubtedly extremely tired.
Right.
So hopefully she'll get some rest. But this will be a day you'll remember forever?
Oh, yes, definitely. I'll be posting pictures on Instagram, you know, and Facebook.
Oh,
yeah.
But see, you have to share those pictures with us.
Yeah.
Okay, we look forward to it. And thank you so much, Camille. She's been my company for the whole day, and I had a wonderful time.
Thank you.
Thank you. God bless you.
Thank you. Thanks.
This is Pastor Jay Rouse, and yes, we're on the inside now, and I'm sitting right here with Tessan Chin, and her people are in a hurry. The girl is busy, people to see, places to go, and things to do. Amen. Tessan, give a shout-out on Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communications on the Pastor Jay Rouse Show.
I just want to say hello, and thank you so very much for your love and support. Thank you for your prayers, and I just hope everything continues to go well for you, and all the best.
Well, we've been praying for you.
The opposite of love is pride. We knew that. We had a lot of good things, but we blew that. Insecurity is 14 feet tall, that we wrapped around ourselves like the China wall. See, it's us against them. They judge us cause we black. So we turn right around and we judge them right back. There. Now that's fair. Now we got a clean slate, but that's more hate, and that's more blood. We need more love. I know it sounds cheesy, but believe me, this mozzarella better than them gadgets teasing. A smile is enough for that love to ease in.
Hold me down, right, cause I love you, okay. That's a love movement, as you ready. Cause we standing at the rock steady. Pick up your friend, pray for the enemy. Hold me down, right, cause I love you, okay. That's a love movement, as you ready.
Take note of the differences. The differences, if you use them to divide and negate all the different gifts, we'll be left with percentages and demographics. Can't move forward, just static, it's tragic. Cold, the brings the heat, the magic. Oh, lay up real tall, gotta stay prayed up. Cause war is real and we got moms who gotta stay up. Boys don't chase water balls, they chase Maybachs. And boyfriends are like pimps to these ladies. He father's reliable, it's definitely maybe. Broken homes will claim his chromosomes and her heart a phone out of zone, steady roaming. Their choices bring drama like TVs. Want a comfort like please don't leave me. No matter who you are, if you got HIV, there's at least one thing that makes you just like me. We want love.
Hold me down, right, cause that love is coming. What's the love movement? Are you ready? Cause we're standing at the rock steady. Big up your burden, pray for the enemy. Hold me down, right, cause that love is coming. What's the love movement? Are you ready? Cause we're standing at the rock steady. Big up your burden, pray for the enemy.
If you're tired of the bickering, tired of the fussing, help me say one love. Then help me say one love. If you don't wanna worry about a thing tonight, then help me say one love. If you're tired of the guns, if you're tired of the fights, then help me say one love.
Hold me down, right, you got nothing for me. What's the love movement, are you ready? Got me standing at the rock steady. Pick up your friend, pray for the enemy. Hold me down, right, you got nothing for me. What's the love movement, are you ready? Pick up your friends, pray for the enemy. Put me down, right, you got nothing for me. What's the love?
Amen. Yes, one love. And that's basically what we felt with Tess Antin on the weekend. Praise God. And you know what? She is so sweet. There's no other word for it. And if you check out the link with all the pictures from the entire photo shoot, you'll see pictures of her father as well, and she traveled with her dad. And that was one of the reasons why I gave her a father's love, because I know how close she is with her dad, and it was just a symbol of me knowing how close I was with my dad, and she'll appreciate it. And so, you know, we hope you've enjoyed our show. We want to give another shout-out to 7 years, because we're not going to wait 7 years before we connect up with them. We're going to continue to follow them and share them with you and continue to watch as the Lord continues to allow them to prosper and grow in His name. And we want to give a shout-out to The Real Jerk in Toronto. If you're in Toronto, well, you definitely have to go check out the new spot. And if you're outside of Toronto, well, just remember when you come to Toronto, you want to check them out. We want to say a shout-out to the staff, to PG, Camise, June, Miss Lily, Lorenzo. I'm trying to think who else I forgot. If I forgot, oh, Natalie and Carlo, please forgive me. And definitely to Ed Pottinger. And, you know, we just want to give you a shout-out for doing such a wonderful job with the Fan Appreciation Luncheon. And tonight on a high note, we're going to end off because we also want to give a shout-out to Tess Antin. I, Pastor Jay Rouse, a.k.a. Jay Wright Rouse, want to give you back some of the love you showed us. I thank you for being who you are. I thank your family for being who they are. We give a shout out to our husband, Michael Anthony, handsome fella. They are the cutest couple, and I think everybody's in love with them because he's handsome, she's pretty, and they just glow together. And so I would ask for a three-chord binding from the Lord that what the Lord has put together, let no man put asunder in the name of Jesus. But Tess Ann, I expect to hear from you again. We'll definitely be in touch. We'll be watching you. We'll be praying for you. And we shall continue to promote you. So don't forget, we've put a link on where you can buy her CDs and her releases and singles on our broadcasting, Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communications Facebook page. Again, if you need to reach us, you can email us, RouseMinistriesBroadcasting@gmail.com or PastorJRouseShow@gmail.com. Don't forget also you can connect with us on Twitter, Pastor Rouse Show. There's no J on Twitter, Pastor Rouse Show. We want to continue. We've got another show coming up next week that's going to truly bless you because that's all we do here as we're focusing on the month of May of family, fun, and faith. Amen. And so I've had a wonderful night, technical issues and all, and I hope you did too. And we definitely will connect with you soon. We're going to take things out with one of our Toronto singers, and this is Jermaine Cowan. We're going to be hearing him soon, live and moving on.
Moving on,
I'm moving, yeah.
Gotta keep moving,
gotta keep
moving,
right away,
gotta keep moving.
I'm moving on, I'm full of ambition, I'm ready for the mission. Moving on, no retreat, no collision, unity, no more division.
I'm not tomorrow shining like today, that's why me showed right away. No more hurt and sickness, I know it's gonna be a better day. From Sunday to Saturday, all I see is better days. Don't worry, don't fret no more, cause the Father done blessed me with many years. Remember when time was hard, had no food in the yard. Like Moses, me call from God, now things better, me no let them be gone.
firm. Now let the same mistake my son learn. Work hard for the money that me earn. It's my time, it's my turn.
Oh, no, no, no.
I go down there. Bad mind jealousy, you have to run with. Decibel try to distract me if it's on with. Can't stop me, no, I want to do this. Me follow others and stick to the mission.
Not like forget, won't like politicians.
Come to tell dead if you don't have a vision. Future's in your hand, just make a decision. We're moving forward, yes, we're moving forward.
Everybody to the sound of the beat, cause yes, we're moving.
The sound of the beat, cause yes, we're moving forward.
I'm
full of ambition, I'm ready for the mission.
Moving on.
No retreat, no collision. Unity, no more division.
I'm moving on.
To the ends of the earth. Blessed from the time of my birth.
Moving on.
I'm in love of the Lord, can you know something?
Know my word.
Me strive for the best because the sky's not the limit. Control your mind, keep your water put in it. Goals and aspiration, you are the winner. The hero of your temple, you know you're not the sinner. Everything is not about money. Got to live your life in harmony. One aim, one destiny. You'll have heard the best of me. Moving, I'm not gonna stay no longer. Not gonna live my life, I hope and I wonder. Have to stay afloat from, keep on going under. Eyes on the prize, gonna keep you living longer. Slow and steady, I may have the ability. Moving forward, strong capability. Have the power, I may full of agility. Obstacles, them never bother me.
I'm
full of ambition, I'm ready for the mission.
Moving on.
No retreat, no collision. Unity, no more division.
I'm moving on.
Tell her we're moving, eh? In one accord, eh? United we stand. Man, we ain't going far, man. We're going to keep moving. So if you're down on your knees, trust me. Get up. We're moving. Moving on.
Forever, who made a the smile.